From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey downs a Russian jet fighter. President Barack Obama says the downing of the plane along the Syrian-Turkish border Tuesday is evidence of an ongoing problem with Russia's military operations in Syria. Turkish F-16s shot down the Russian jet. Speaking during a joint news conference in Washington with French President François Hollande, Mr. Obama said that Turkey had a right to defend its territory and its airspace. The Turkish Prime Minister is strongly defending the action, as we hear from Dorian Jones.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu robustly defended the downing by two of its fighter jets of a Russian bomber that Ankara claims was violating its airspace. He says the entire world should be aware and sure that we will do whatever necessary in order to ensure our country's peace and security within all this ring of fire, in order to maintain peace in Turkey. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The U.S. and French leaders are vowing new cooperation to defeat Islamic State militants. President Barack Obama met French President François Hollande Tuesday at the White House. Mr. Obama called the Islamic State group a scourge that threatens all of us. Mr. Hollande said his nation would not give in and called for a strong joint response with the U.S. Belgium charged a fifth suspect with terrorism offenses related to the attacks in Paris earlier this month. Authorities issued an international arrest warrant for a man seen in a car with fugitive Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam 2 days before the attacks. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility Tuesday for a suicide attack at a hotel in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. A judge, two policemen, and a civilian were killed. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry has wrapped up talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Kerry condemned the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis.
That Israel not only has a right to defend itself and has an obligation to do so, and the United States will continue to stand with Israel in support of your desire to live in peace and stability.
The State Department says the Secretary and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discussed steps that could be taken to stop the violence and strengthen security cooperation. Canada is extending its deadline for taking in 25,000 Syrian refugees to allow more time for screening and medical examinations. The end of November deadline has now been pushed back to the end of February. Canadian officials still expect to allow 10,000 Syrians to enter the country by the end of the year. Pope Francis begins his first official visit to Africa Wednesday. The pontiff has stops in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. It is a trip that human rights advocates hope he will use to press for expanded political rights, religious tolerance, and respect for minorities. A police officer in Chicago has been charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of a black teen. Veteran officer Jason Van Dyke turned himself into authorities Tuesday before a scheduled court hearing. Van Dyke is shown on a police car video shooting 17-year-old Laquan McDonald 16 times during an incident in October of 2014. Many of those rounds were fired after McDonald was on the ground. The Chicago Tribune newspaper quotes police as saying that during his encounter with police, the teenager was behaving erratically, had drugs in his system, and refused commands to drop a 4-inch knife. The U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster pace in recent months than first thought. The Commerce Department said Tuesday the world's largest economy advanced 2.1% in the July to September period, up from an initial estimate of 1.5%. The boost came as businesses restocked their goods. At least 12 people were killed in Tunisia's capital Tuesday when an explosion hit a bus carrying members of the country's elite presidential guard. The Interior Ministry says the blast occurred in the center of Tunis. Russia threatened Tuesday to cut off natural gas and coal deliveries to Ukraine. Russia's energy minister, Alexander Novik, accused Ukraine of refusing to help rebuild electricity pylons blown up by the pro-Ukrainian attackers over the weekend. Ukraine has denied the accusation. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.